graceful flip. Don't let me spit on you, man.
Powerful spin. We licked it to see if it was
magic
hot.
Spin.
Yeah.
Which one we were doing?
He played his ukulele as a shipwreck down.
Song called He Played His Ukulele When the Ship Went Down. Yo ho, me lads, yo ho. I tell you the tale of a sailor who sailed the Bay of Biscay. Oh, at the captain of a whaler, his gallant deeds you ought to know. Yo ho, me lads, yo ho. I tell you the tale of the Nancy Lee, the ship that got shipwrecked at sea. The bravest man was Captain Brown, who played his ukulele when the ship went down. All the crew were in despair, all the crew were there. The captain sat in his captain's chair, he played his ukulele when the ship went down. On board were all scared stiff. The cat meowed and the monkey sniffed. The old green parrot hung upside down, playing scratch polly polly when the ship went down. Crow's nest fell and killed the crow. Starboard watch was 2 hours low. The captain sang bo do de o do. He played his ukulele when the ship went down. First shouted fore and aft, I have no slackers aboard this craft. To understand, said Captain Brown, I want everybody present when the ship goes down. No back chat, I do my best, but after that, do you mind if I pass round the hat while I play my ukulele when the ship goes down? Shouted, man the rafts with chains and a rope, you'll find them. The boats encircled fore and aft, but be daft if he could find them. At the mercy of the raging sea, the good ship Nancy Lee. Have faith in me, the captain cried. To this remark, the crew replied, you can trust us, Captain Brown, to finish up the raft before the ship goes down. The skipper shouted, bold back chat, you might pass, but after that, do you mind if I pass round the hat while I play my ukulele when the ship goes down? Captain's wife was on the ship, and he was glad she'd made the trip. As she could swim, she might not drown, so they tied her to the anchor when the ship went down. He sprung a leak just after dark. Through the hole came a hungry shark, bit the skipper near the water mark as he played his ukulele when the ship went down. Played the concertina. One played the concertina. One played the violin. One played the old bass. Oh, that is the tale of the Nancy Lee, the ship that got shipwrecked at sea. And Captain Brown, who is in command, now plays his ukulele in the Mermaid Band. I have a pal called Billy Peckleg, with his one leg, a wood leg. Billy, he's a ship's cook, and he lives upon the sea. And hanging from his griddle, old Billy keeps a fiddle. A fiddling on the dog watch, when the moon is on the sea. We takes our luck with the tall ships, with the fast ships, with the free ships. We takes our luck with any ships that slips away to sea. Takes our luck with the best of them, turns our trick with the rest of them, when the bell strikes for the dog watch, when the moon is on the sea. See the topsails and the stunsails and the staysails, when the moon is shining on them along the lift and sea. Hear the dandy bosun say, "Peg Lake, make that fiddle play, and we'll dance away the dog watch when the moon is on the sea." The tall ships, with the fast ships, with the free ships. Takes our luck with any ships that slips away to sea. Takes our trick with the best of them, sings our songs with the rest of them, when the bell strikes for the dog watch, when the moon is on the sea. Well, you ought to see them dancing, them bow-legged sailors dancing, to the tune of Peg Leg's fiddle, when he's tuning fast and free. It's fun to watch old Peg Leg dancing with his wood leg, when the bosun takes his fiddle, so Peg can dance with me. The moon is on the water, the dark, grim, brooding water. The night wind's howling plainfully long the Clifton Sea. There ain't no female women, no big beer glasses brimming, just the great sea's glory, Billy Peg and me. We takes our luck with the tall ships, with the fast ships, with the free ships. We takes our luck with any ships that sips away to sea. Takes our trick with the best of them, sings our song with the rest of them, when the bell strikes for the dog watch, when the moon is on the sea.
Woman of the hour, save the day.
This is the one that we played in C.
Yeah, you're starting on a D minor. Foggy Dew. Yeah.
Thank you.
Glen I rode one day to the city. There rode I. There Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No painted hump, no battle drum, it sounded straight and clear. Nor the angelus bell, nor the levy swell, rang out in the far off view. Dublin sky, I hung out the flag of war. For 'twas better to die 'neath a Dublin sky than its sobriety or Mullingar. And from the plains of Rome, strong men came a Hoggian through. But sons with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew. The solemn bell rang mournfully and true. For those that died that Eastertide in the springtime of the year, the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men and true. Who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the fog of gloom. Who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the fog of gloom.
All right, the foggy dew. Which one?
Is there enough green in this van?
Thank you.
near Bembridge Town, near the county down, one morning last July. On a bowling green, down a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the crown of her nut brown hair. Such a winsome elf, I was ashamed of myself, for to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met at the county down. She onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and she looked with a feeling red. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. Oh, he smiled at me, and he says to me, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Sweet Rosie McGann from the banks of the Bam, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Cave, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met at the county down. Harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shine bright and my hat cock right, for a smile from the nut brown road. No pipe I'll smoke, no ox I'll yoke, till my plow is a rust colored brown. Now shining bright by my own firelight is the star of the county down.
From Bantry Bay down to Derry Cave, from Galway to Dublin town. Like the brown Colleen that I met at the county down.
From Bantry Bay down to Derry Cave, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen I met at the county down.
Hello. I'd just like to say happy birthday to Mr. Pat Troy. Happy birthday, Pat.
We'll get to it, Dave. This is a kind of a fishing song written by Ewan McCall. British guy, married to Pete Seeger's sister, Peggy Seeger. He wrote The Water is Wide, and he wrote The Shoals of Herring.
With the mist and gales were faring across that wild and wasteful ocean. It's all there in the deep. Harvest our bread
as we hunt the mighty shoals of herring.
Oh, it was a fine and a pleasant day out of Yarmouth Harbor. I was faring. I was a cabin boy on a sailing lugger.
going up the shores of Erin.
Now the work was hard and the hours were long,
and the treatment sure it took some bearing. There was little kindness and the kicks were many as we hunted for the shores of Erin.
Finished the swarth and the broken bank,
and
I was cooking, I ate a quarter sherry.
And I used to sleep standing on me feet, and I dreamed about the shoals of herring.
Now we left the home grounds in the month of June,
and to Canny Shields I soon was bearing. With 100 cran all the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shoals of Erin.
Now you're up on deck,
you're a fisherman. You can swear and show a manly bearing. Take a turn on watch with the other fellas while you're sailing after shoals of herring.
Oh, we've left the home grounds in the month of June, and from Shiny Shields I soon was bearing.
With 100 cran of the silver darlings that we've taken from the shoals of herring.
Stormy seas and the living gales,
if you earn your daily bread, you're daring.
From the Dover Straits
to the Faroe Islands, we were sailing after shoals of herring. Oh, I earned my keep and I made my wage.
I
earned the gear that I was wearing. Sailed a million miles, caught 10 million fishes as we hunted for the shoals of herring.
With the mists and gales we're daring. Oh, that's good. Okay, Dave, we'll do that for you. It's called The Irish Rover. We played this earlier tonight, but somebody else wants to hear it, so what you gonna do?
C. It's a tall tale.
This tells the story of a fantastic ship, and a fantastic crew, and a fantastic cargo, and a fantastic end.
It's just fantastic. Just fantastic.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the cold quay of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. We'd an elegant craft, she was rigged for an aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several glass, and they called her
the Irish Rover.
Bernie McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. And your man Mick McGark, who was scared stiff for work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, he was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. From the banks of the Ban was the skipper on the Irish Rover. Bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million bales of old nanny ghost tales. We had 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides off a blind horse's hide in the hole of the Irish Rover. Sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost her way in the fog, great fog, and the whole of the crew was reduced down to 2, was myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, a large water shock, and nearly tumbled over, turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
All right, what a fun song.
Happy drinking song. That's
Johnny, give us a bass solo. Not yet. We're going to do another sea shanty. We're kind of on a roll here.
Oh, when I was a little boy, so my mother told me, way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And if I did not kiss the girls, my lips would all grow moldy. Tell me,
way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Way haul away,
a good ship now is rolling. Tell me,
way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Way haul away, we're bound for stormy weather. Tell me,
way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Louis was the king. King of France before the revolution. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And then he got his head cut off. It spoiled his constitution.
Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Tell me.
Way, haul away, the good ship now is rolling.
Tell me.
Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Well, when I was a little boy,
we're bound for stormy weather.
Way,
haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
It's an old work song, believe it or not.
Oh, here's
a...
That's what they're singing in the kitchen.
Here's a deal.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
This what is going on in the kitchen?
This next story is very true. I'm sure it happened lots of times. It didn't have to be the kitchen. This is... tells the story of a young man who goes to a girl's house, and then her dad comes home or something like that.
Never happens.
It never really ever happens.
No.
But.
G.
Come sing both bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, for it's the devil's own invention. Oh, once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell down in Captain Kelly's kitchen.
And be tooraloorala, and be tooraloorala, and be tooraloorala, and be tooraloorala.
At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stevens Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, and she set me heart to twitching. And she invited me to a hooly in the kitchen.
And me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala.
Sunday being the day that we were to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite gaily, and I frizzed and ironed me hair up. The captain had no wife, he had gone a-fishing, so we kicked up high life down below stairs in the kitchen.
And me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala.
With her arms around me waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes soon filled with hate, and with poison she was spent. When the captain at the door walked right to the kitchen.
And me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala,
and me tooraloorala. Came downstairs, he saw me situation. In spite of all me prayers, I was marched off to the station. He did take no bail, and get home I was itching. So I had to tell the tale, how I came into the kitchen.
And me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala, and me tooraloorala.
Said she did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For a sum she did indict me, and I was sent to trial. She
said I robbed her house in spite of all me screeching. Well, I got 6 months hard for me curtain in the kitchen. And me
Durandurella,
and me Durandurella, and me Durandurella, and me Durandurella.
Hey. It's a true story.